Morning, everybody. Welcome to Open Door Baptist Church. We're glad to have y'all here this morning. Will y'all please stand with us as we open up with a nice old worship song.
Pressing on the upward way, new heights and feet every day. So praying as I onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, my faith on heaven's table land, a higher place.
That's where we want to be, that higher ground. I just love that song. So we bow your heads, we open up with a word of prayer. Dear Lord God, I thank you and I praise you, Lord, that you have called us unto you and you have called us to that higher place to be, God, that one day we will be with you in heaven and praising and glorifying you with all the saints, God. And I thank you and praise you for that. And Lord, while we are here on this earth, we want to continue to praise you and to hear from you, from your holy word this morning. So I ask a blessing upon our service and an anointing of your Holy Spirit to be upon everything that we say and do, and speak powerfully through our pastor Larry this morning as he brings your holy word to us. And I thank you for the name of your son Jesus. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated briefly. Don't forget about tonight's youth group from 5 to 7 o'clock. So if you have youth, you are youth, please plan to attend. And if you have friends, bring them along. All right? It's a good time. Also, don't forget Wednesday evening prayer meeting and Bible study. The prayer meeting is at 6. The Bible study starts at 6:30. Then also, don't forget about the Seed Line Ministry. That's where we put together the Bibles to go to another country. That is in Moundsville. If you would like to participate in that, the address and everything is in the bulletin. We will meet you there. If you've never tried this, please do. We have some new people going this year, and I'm excited about that. So if you can make this happen, you need to experience it. So come out and try this, all right? Also, you see in your bulletin, Jacob Ramsey's Eagle Scout Project. Jacob, raise your hand real high there. There you go. There's Jacob, and they're doing a fundraiser for his Eagle Scout Project. All right. Getting another one under your belt there, Mike. Yeah. So that is Sunday, August 9th. That is next Sunday, right? So it'll be right after service, pancake fundraiser for him. So if you can make that, please try to make that. Also, if you plan to attend Hunter and Ronnie's wedding and reception, you need to RSVP by scanning the barcodes out there on above the water cooler, whether you're coming to the wedding or if you're just coming to reception, or if you're coming both, you need to do that. And the cutoff date for that, for them to be able to do that, will be next Sunday. You have till next Sunday to decide whether you want to do that, and the registry will still be open. All right, so I think that's all I have. And Craig is, as I talked to you earlier, is still doing, yeah, confused, a lot of confusion. Medically he's improving, but yeah, he's still confused. And so and I talked to Carrie Ann. I feel you breathing on me back there. She just said that Kevin's mom is going to have surgery on Tuesday. So be much prayer for that, okay? Thank you all.
All right, thank you. Will you please stand and we continue with worship?
Thank you.
glad to be here in worship this morning. Amen. Amen. And this is how we're supposed to come before God to worship Him. chapter 2, verse 9 through 11 says, "Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed upon him the name that is above all names, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, every on heaven and in earth and under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Let's sing that one more time.
Physical, spiritual. But Lord, here's what I know. We have a need to worship. And that's what we want to lift to you today. That as we worship you, that you would fulfill the needs of your children as they sing praise from their lips. That you will gather around them and provide for them whatever it is they need, the comfort, the strength, the healing. So Lord, we just lift this praise to you. Thank you for the opportunity to have it, to be able to do it freely. And Lord, we just thank you for all that you provide for us, including our money. But Lord, your word tells us that we should submit unto you a tithe and an offering. So Lord, we just come in this time and we give of ourselves of what you first gave and have given to us. And Lord, we pray that you will glorify this gift, use it to the furtherance of your kingdom, that your gospel to be preached literally around the world. So Lord, we just ask your blessing upon both gift and giver. And Lord, as always, as we look at your word today, that it not be anything about me, but it all be about you. And that, Lord, you will be lifted up. And Lord, under your power and your authority, may I preach this. If I'm not going to say something right, silence me, Lord. Do not permit me to say it. Why? Because I'm not here for me. I'm here to lift you. So, Lord, be exalted. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
I'll sing this with us one more time.
Praise band back, because let me tell you this, there's many on this stage that has a very good reason not to be here today, and they would be justified for not being here today, but they found it important to come and lift up worship for God's people. Amen. Thank you all. Thank you, Mike. Listen, I missed something during the announcements, and I'm only going to point this out because we may not get this very often, if ever again, but we have all of the McMaster's children in the house today. All right? We are protected by the Navy back here by Derek. Say hi, Derek. We're protected by the Air Force in the middle right here with Colin. Say hi, Colin. And the very elusive Luke, who is in the Army, he's on the front lines, all right? Oh, no, we're not done. We have Rochelle. And she has Cody. Thank you, men, for what you do. Right? Listen, if I told you we were going to have like a little special service today, so last week I had no idea what Roy was going to preach on. I had no clue what he was going on. And I'm going to tell you, for him not being on a mission trip ever with us, he kind of hit that right home. He really did. But I had no idea, but Roy led the way for today's message for me. And although I've read through Nehemiah before, I'm not going to lie to you, chapter 4 and verse 6 never stuck out to me before last week. I probably read across it, but I never really paid attention to it till last week. So this week in my studies, God led me back there to Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 6. So we built the wall, and the entire wall was joined together up to half its height, for the people had a mind to work. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading there. You know, when our construction team left for this mission trip, we weren't going on vacation. I mean, that's not, don't get the idea that that's what that is. It's not. We weren't going to go sightseeing. We went because another church was hurting. And I mean hurting. And I personally knew about this hurt, where a broken water line on the third floor of their building had done what only a few inches of water can do. That was the water line on the third floor door. It had damaged an entire building, all three floors. The sanctuary was absolutely destroyed. Floors were destroyed, walls destroyed, ceilings destroyed. Everything was affected from top to bottom, all three floors. It looked absolutely overwhelming. In fact, when we got there on Sunday and was unloading some of our stuff, the pastor took us a tour of the building, and some of our people were literally crying. When we arrived, there wasn't a simple project waiting for us. We're going to change the light fixtures in the sanctuary. It wasn't some simple project waiting there for us. There was an absolute, I'm going to say this, I don't know if it's the right, but there was a mountain of work. Would you guys agree? Yes. And if we're honest, by the time we left, there was still a mountain of work remaining. We didn't finish the building. In fact, we didn't even get to the sanctuary. We didn't even get close to finishing the building. But we never anticipated to. But we accomplished this. This is what we accomplished. We accomplished the work that God gave us to do. And that reminds me of that verse in Nehemiah. Now, although Jerusalem wasn't damaged by water, it had been destroyed by enemies. The walls were broken down. The gates had been burned. And the task seemed impossible when looking at it, right? Kind of like it was when we walked into St. Albans. Yet Nehemiah records one of the simplest, most profound statements in Scripture. And like I said, I had never noticed this before until last week when Roy preached this. The people had a mind to work. Now, notice what the verse does not say there. Notice what it doesn't say. It doesn't say they had all the money they needed. It doesn't say they had the best equipment. It doesn't say they had professional contractors. It doesn't say the work was easy. It simply says this: they had a mind to work. And let me just say, the phrase that phrase speaks volumes. It really, truly does. Because first it tells us this. Point number one, they saw a need. Meaning no one had to convince them, right? No one had to convince them that the walls needed rebuilding. The need was obvious. You could look and see it. It was obvious. Likewise, when we walked into that church last week, no one had to explain that these people needed help. There was no explanation needed. You know, sometimes the greatest ministry begins, watch this, sometimes the greatest ministry begins simply by seeing what others are walking past. What do you mean? Well, let me explain a little bit. Listen, when you walk past that church on the outside, you would have absolutely no idea what happened on the inside. You just wouldn't. Kind of like many of us here today, isn't it? When you look at us from the outside, we often can't see what's needed on the inside. Just like the building we were at last week. And you're going to see some of these things. But let me tell you this. We may not have been able to see it. And you may not be able to see in me. And I may not be able to see in you. But Jesus sees it. And that's what matters. Jesus saw the needs. Likewise, the Good Samaritan saw a need. Right? I don't need to go through that. We all know the story of the Good Samaritan. He saw a need. Nehemiah saw a need. And our team saw a need. And the truth is, the Christian life isn't just about seeing problems. It's about asking this, Lord, what part do you want me to play in this? And sometimes that's a difficult question. We can't fix everything, amen? We just can't. But we can do a part. Lord, what part do you want me to play? Lord, how can you use me for your good? How can you use me for your good, for your church, for your people? And if your heart is bent in that direction, if your heart is bent in that direction, God will show you personally, and He will even show us corporately. Whether it's a building or whether it's a person. Which leads me to point number two. I want you to notice this. They work together. On the wall, they work together. Now notice, Nehemiah didn't rebuild the wall by himself. Matt, Kevin, you guys, John, you guys think you guys could have completed all the work we did last week by yourselves? No. Nehemiah couldn't do it either. Nehemiah didn't rebuild the wall by himself. Families worked. Notice what I said. Families worked. Neighbors worked. Priests worked. Merchants worked. Goldsmiths worked. Everyone found a place of service. And that's exactly what happened on this trip last week. Some framed walls, some hung drywall, some cleaned floors, some cleaned toilets, some carried materials, some installed flooring, some measured, some cut, some did trim work, some cooked, some helped load trailers, some helped unload trailers. Right? And thankfully, some provided financial assistance. Some provided encouragement. And one of the most important things that some provided was prayer. Understand, like Nehemiah's wall project, no one person rebuilt the church. Everyone contributed. It was a joint effort. And Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 that the body has many members but one purpose. Understand this. God never intended ministry to be a one-person show. God never intended ministry to be a one-person show. And if it is a one-person show, it most likely is suffering. That's because God designed his church. Who's his church? Not the building. It's us, right? God designed his church so every believer has something to offer. That's the way God set it up. That's the way he designed it. That every person, it's part of the church, has something to offer. So that means you're here for a purpose. You're here with a purpose, with God's equipping, with God's initiative in your heart, right? And the truth is, this is an ongoing, continual work, which leads me to point number three. They didn't finish the entire wall that day. They didn't finish the entire wall that day. And part of the phrase that often gets overlooked in Nehemiah says this: the wall had reached half its height. We overlook that all the time. Now, as we've been on that mission trip, we understand that, don't we? The wall had reached half its height. I mean, it's halfway, meaning not finished, just halfway. You know, sometimes we become discouraged because we cannot complete everything, right? You want to get my wife on edge? Start a project and don't finish it. I know. Right? I had lunch with Matt and Deanna earlier this last week, and Matt was saying to me, we didn't, you know, you have time to sit back and reflect. Matt said to me, we didn't get the transition strips down in the hallway. And we didn't get some of the trim put on the walls and finish the trim out. But God doesn't ask us to finish every assignment. You say, what? I said, God doesn't ask us to finish every assignment. He asks us to be faithful in the assignment that he has given us. For instance, when we left that church, the first floor wasn't completed. There's still painting, there's still flooring, there's still trim, still an overwhelming amount of work ahead for sure, right? And someone else will continue what we started, and that's okay. That's completely all right. Because ministry has never been about getting our name on the finished project. That's not what we're about. And I know that's not what our team is about. It's not about getting our name on the finished project. It's not about the credit unless it's God who gets the credit. That's who we want to get this credit. Ministry is about being faithful with our part. Being faithful with the part that God has given to us to complete, right? It may only be halfway. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6, he says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. That is, sometimes we're the planter, sometimes we're the waterer, sometimes someone else gets to celebrate the harvest, but God keeps the record. Right? He keeps the record of your faithfulness, of your part of what he has called you to do. What he's called you to do in the bigger picture of his kingdom building program, right? Which leads me to point number four. The greatest thing we built was not walls. Yes, walls went up, rooms became usable again. Praise God for that, amen. And progress was made towards completion. But perhaps what? Perhaps the greatest thing we built wasn't inside the church building. The bigger picture is we help supply space for the gospel to be proclaimed. That was our mission. To provide a space for the gospel to be proclaimed and people given the opportunity of salvation. The bigger picture, we were involved in kingdom building. we encourage another congregation. What's that picture say? That's the pastor's wife, who is probably having a baby either today, tomorrow, or next day. I mean, she's ready to go. What does that picture say to you? Well, let me tell you what I think it means to a lot of us that was there and on hand. I think that picture means I can come back home. I can come back home to where God called me to serve. I can come back to my spiritual home. We reminded a hurting pastor and his family that they were not alone. We demonstrated that the church is much bigger than one local congregation. That when one church hurts, another church comes. That we're better together than alone. Southern Baptist way. That when one church struggles, another church serves. And that's exactly how the body of Christ is supposed to function. Whether abroad or here at home, don't run out, run in. We're here to serve one another. We're here to lift one another up. Don't run out, run in to the family of God. Galatians 6:2 says this, bear one another's burdens. I got to run in, bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians 6, 9, and 10 tells us how to do this. This is how you do this. Paul says this, and let us not grow weary while doing good, while serving others, right? Right? Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have the opportunity, as we have the privilege, as we have the opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Listen, sometimes bearing burdens with others, serving others, you know what that looks like? Sometimes it looks like carrying lumber. Sometimes it looks like hanging drywall or FRP. I learned FRP is nice, but it's not nice to put up. Thank God for Kevin and Don. Sometimes it looks like cleaning debris. Sometimes ministry wears work boots instead of dress shoes. And sometimes the greatest work we will ever do is not with our hands, but on our knees. And sometimes it requires both. Sometimes it requires both by God's people. And you know who it takes? All of us. Because everything I've mentioned today, some of you, one of you, all of you had your part in this. Whether it's financially, praying, encouraging, going, doing. You all have had that. It takes all of us. Also notice something else. Nehemiah didn't record the names of the people because they became famous builders. However, he remembered them because they were willing servants. Did you get that? They were willing servants to do good when they had the opportunity. They had a mind to work. What a testimony. I mean, I want you to think about it. That is a great testimony. Not that they had extraordinary talent. Not that they had unlimited resources. Not that they had perfect conditions. Simply, they had a mind to work. And may that be said of us. Not only on a mission trip, not only when a mission trip comes around, and I'm not talking just then, not only when there's construction projects, but every day as followers of Christ to the household of faith, as we have the opportunity to lift up a believer in Christ, or anybody for that matter, amen, who is struggling or has a need. May God find us with hearts that are willing to work, and hands that are available, and minds that are ready to work for His kingdom when He calls upon us to serve. Because every hammer swung, every wall framed, every sheet of drywall hung, every floor tile laid, every prayer prayed, and every hour that was volunteered was more than construction. Do you know what our mission trip was this year? It was a healing process. It was a healing process for God's people. It was worship. That's worship. It was ministry. It was love in action. It was, you knew I had to come here, loving God, loving others, and serving both. And that's exactly what Nehemiah saw centuries ago. That's what Nehemiah was experiencing centuries ago. So we built the wall, for the people had a mind to work.
let justice and praise become my embrace, to love you from the inside out, everlasting.
Continuous, like I said, it's a continuous mission. Go find someone to serve as you serve him. Look for an opportunity, right? Isn't that what Galatians 6:9 says? While we have the opportunity, go find an opportunity. I love you and God bless you. You're dismissed.